He died for you. He died for me. From our sin, He set us free. He loved us so. His life He gave. So if we ask, we can be saved.
Hello, my name is Rick Hurtless, founder of His Gospel Power, and author of my newest book, God's Promise for Your Success, His Promised Grace. I'm so glad that you could join with us on today's program. As we go through this series, His Promised Grace, I know that you will discover that God's grace has allowed you to live the abundant life here on this earth as you walk in Jesus Christ. As you listen to the series, you will understand that the abundant life is more than finances, it's more than cars, it's more than houses, it's much more than any of that. It is eternal salvation in Jesus Christ that allows us to walk in His abundance with joy in our heart, knowing that God is in control of these troubled times. Now let's listen to the message, His Promised Grace. Father, we come to You this morning. We offer praise. We thank You for Your comfort. We thank You for the sacrifices of those who have gone before us. And in fact, we thank You for Your sacrifice, that You sent Your Son, that we might have eternal salvation. I pray that we will never take that for granted, that as we lift up Your banner, as we proclaim Your word, we do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
These times that we are in now are the times that we accept God's grace more than ever.
Times that are going to make us think in the days ahead.
Times that are going to prepare us for how we should be as Christians. Now, I'm going to make a statement right here in the beginning. And so I don't want anybody to storm out or anything. I've already posted. Where's my guards? There's supposed to be guards on the doors to keep you from going out. If you're listening on the radio, please do not turn off the radio, and not at this particular juncture, so you can hear the end. It's time for revolution in this country. It is time that we stand up for what we believe. It is time that we stand bold for Christ.
Like I said, now hang on to your hat and don't walk out, because the Lord will speak to us before we're all said and done. With saying that,
we serve the greatest revolutionary that has ever been experienced by mankind. We serve someone who came in peace and in love. Something that the Pharisees, the Sadducees, no one was looking for. Florida. A man says Home Depot fired him over a God button. A former cashier of the Home Depot has been wearing a One Nation Under God button on his work apron for more than a year, has been fired, he says, because of his religious reference. The company claims that he was expressing such personal beliefs is simply not allowed. He worked for over a year before they decided, wait a minute, we don't want you to purport that. We don't believe that. What of our Pledge of Allegiance? One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. In fact, it says that he wore the American flag button in Florida since March 2008. It says one nation under God, indivisible. Another email that was sent to me by Jay Sekulow. Some of you may know who that is. Dear Pastor Rick, the organization of the Islamic Conference comprised of 57 Muslim nations, has intensified its efforts, vigorously pushing the UN to vote yet again on the cleverly worded tolerance resolution, which would criminalize the proclamation of the gospel. When the word tolerance is used, keep in mind that Christians are considered intolerant because we say Jesus is the only way. We are not a tolerant religion, according to the religions of the world. These are my words. They are seeking to justify their sin. This threat, back to Jay. This threat is so real and so dangerous that I've already charged a team of ACLG lawyers with the leading counteroffensive to protect your freedom and possibly your life. It's painfully clear the radical Islam movement is dedicated to the destruction of Christianity and Christians. We're seeing worldwide persecution of Christians as a part of the radical Muslim mission to take the world for Islam by purging Christianity from the face of the earth. Not just in faraway countries, but worldwide, Christians are being burned alive, tortured, homes looted, churches destroyed, shootings, bombings. And to think that the UN could fan the anti-Christian flames by voting in favor of the OIC's resolution criminalizing the proclamation of the gospel, that's unimaginable. AP News, Washington. Trumpeting a victory against careless spending, President Barack Obama on Wednesday signed a defense bill that kills some costly weapons projects and expands war efforts. However, he attached this. In major civil rights change, the law also makes it a federal hate crime to assault people based on sexual orientation. On the surface, that sounds wonderful. But the problem is that you have any group that is singled out. And eventually, it will become, and in fact, this is really what it is aimed at, it should be a hate crime to assault anyone. That seems pretty hateful to me, if you're assaulting someone. But yet this group has been singled out as a hate crime. Their sole agenda is, let me just skip on, the expansion has long been sought by civil rights and gay rights groups. Conservatives have opposed it, arguing that it creates a special class of victims. They also have been concerned that it could silence clergymen or others opposed to homosexuality on religious and philosophical grounds. That has been the opposition to the hate crimes bill. It has not been of what it is that we don't want, you know, that we are hateful people. Because that is not the case. Christians are loving people. We serve the Prince of Peace. Jesus came and they were expecting knives and spears and bows and arrows. And if that would have been the case, the Pharisees would have stuck him on a white horse and said, proclaim victory. And they would have followed him to the nth degree. They wanted to defeat Rome. That was what they wanted to happen. That's what they had envisioned. The Messiah that was going to come was going to save them from the Roman oppression. But yet Jesus, instead of coming riding on a white horse, he came riding on a donkey. He came into Jerusalem riding on a donkey. Hail, Hosanna, Prince of Peace, Son of David. And the Pharisees plotted even harder to destroy him. Because instead of coming in opposition with knives and with spears and with bows, he came in opposition to sin, not in opposition to man. You see, all of what I've just discussed here is sin. Sin is what the battle is over. It is not your brother that you should hate, it's the sin that has engulfed them. It is not the homosexual that must be hate, it is the homosexuality that is a sinful way of life, according to the Scripture. It is not the Muslims that you should hate, but it is the God they serve, make no mistake. It is not the God that we serve. The Bible tells us that whoever does not proclaim Jesus Christ as the Son of God is another God. It's as simple as that. They say, oh, well, we're just calling him a different name. No, that's not what the Bible says. He does not declare, Allah does not declare that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is not the same God that we serve. It's just like Buddha, Baal, any other God that you would choose. It is time that we as Christians, however, be strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6, 10 through 12. Be strong in the Lord. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Our fight is not against the men that have the sin. Our fight is against the spiritual powers as we stand in Jesus Christ. That's our fight. God wants us to hold His banner high and proclaim His goodness and proclaim His peace. Proclaim that we are of love. And they will know you are Christians because you hate other men. No. Because they will know you are Christians by your love. If you have Jesus Christ in you, that love is going to radiate from within you. It doesn't matter the names that are called to you. It does not matter the persecution that you are under. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Remember that, what Jesus said on the cross? We are to be Christ-like. We are Christians. We are to be Christ-like. Someone said to me just this morning, well, we don't have to worry about the persecution because we're going to be gone. I would love that to be the case. We don't have to worry about the tribulation because I believe we will be gone. The great tribulation when the wrath of God pours out on all flesh, I believe we will be taken out of the way. I believe that is scriptural. Not everyone would agree with me. That's a split camp. Most Baptists believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. If you don't, that's okay. It's not a deal breaker. We're still going to go to heaven together. Both of us will just get there a little bit closer. I hope I get to stick my tongue out at you and say, see, told you. God is going to take us out from the day of wrath. But did you read what I've already read? I've got a whole book that's written. In fact, there's many books. I've got a couple of volumes of book of the persecuted Christians that have been through the ages. Many of them are now in most countries other than the United States. If this UN resolution passes, it will be legal in the United States, is what it amounts to. That's what Sharia law is. Some of you have heard about Sharia law and Sharia law, the Muslim law. Just says that if you are not a Muslim, they are allowed to kill you. That's what it means. That's Sharia law in its basics. That can't happen here. This is America. I've been preaching a lot of hard messages lately, haven't I? But I believe God has told me that if I allow you to walk around in oblivion, that I'm not doing my job. And even though I have to answer to some of you and say, man, those messages are hard and I don't like it and they make me feel bad and all of, even though I have, you know what? I have to answer to someone much higher than you who has told me, you know what? I know that you're going to get a little flack out of this. I know you're going to hear about this, but say it anyway. Because God is calling us to know that we are not exempt because we are Americans. We would like to think we are, but we are not. I don't want persecution. Do you want persecution? But although we're already hearing about it in its infancy, a man losing his job because he's wearing one nation under God. And that's not the only one. I can't even name many of them that just come across all the times I hear it. I've been hearing it a lot. You know yourself. We can't say, they're talking about taking, they've tried to take under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. You know yourself that we can no longer pray in the schools. Now, in one way, that's a good thing. In one way, it's a good thing now, because what happened is, once they removed it, the prayer in school was a Christian prayer. Okay? So when they removed it, that was a bad thing, because it was a Christian prayer. Now, if we tried to reinstigate the prayer, now what's going to happen? It's going to be every prayer. We will be praying in the name of Buddha, in the name of Allah, in the name of whichever other one comes down the pike. We can pray to the tables, the chairs, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars. All, there's gods for every one of those. There's gods for every one of those. And so now once we try to reinstigate it, it's a lot harder. That battle is won, but the war is not over. My God, I've read the back of the book. He's told me who's going to be the victor. And if you've accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, you can claim the victory now. You are the victor. We stand together. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. That's the King James Version. I memorized that a long time ago in the King James. This is the NIV. It's on your screen. It's in your Bible, maybe. What does that mean? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. What does that mean? They're not of flesh and blood. The weapons of our warfare are when we hit our knees. When we allow God to do the fighting for us. When we allow Him to go before us. We discount the power of prayer. For sure, as Americans, we discount the power of prayer. I hear all too many times, well, all I can do is pray. I guess I'm just going to pray. I can't get out and help you, but I guess all I can do is pray. Let me tell you something. That is the battlegrounds. That's the battlefields. Do you not understand that? The prayer part is the battlefield. Really, if somebody is praying for me as I'm walking up to the door to witness to someone for Christ, the witnessing is the easy part. Because I got somebody back there praying for me who's already won the battle before I get to the door. Put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6, 13 through 15. Therefore, put on the full armor so that when the day of the evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows by the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. As we proclaim the Word, as we walk forward, as we are prayed up, we are in the battle right now, guys. It is time that we hit our knees and allow God to walk before us. The shaman priest I spoke about a few weeks ago, he said that when after the village got saved, there was another village that, you know, they're warring tribes. These were warring tribes. There was another village that heard that these guys had come to Christianity and they didn't like it. And so they were coming down to wipe out the village. Now, personally, this is just my... The man who was actually telling the story, because the priest could not speak English, he told the camp, look, you have a right to defend yourself. But the last thing he did was tell him to pray. Even that missionary got it all in reverse. The missionary told him, look, you have the right to defend yourself. Well, the priest who had been saved goes and he goes into prayer. He comes back the next day and he asks the missionary, he says, does God have people who fight for him? Does God send beings to fight his battles? And the missionary laughed. It tells us, to me, it tells where we are as Christians in America. Because the missionary laughed. He said, well, yeah, I guess in the times past of the Bible, they've had angels who have come and fought and they've had different things. And they said, we think that that's what's happened. Unbeknown to the missionary, the night before, the chief of the tribe, this whole tribe is praying now. The night before, the chief of the warring tribe that was coming to attack them, a stone mysteriously came out of the ground and hit him in the eye and put his eye out. He's the chief. They declared the battle a loss and went home. He did have a battle. In that culture, he had to go to battle now once he's declared it. He had a battle, they declared it a loss, and he went home. We have the power of prayer. We are to be strong in the Lord. We do not only have prayer. We do not only have anything if we are in Jesus Christ. Put on the whole armor of God. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith. The shield of faith. Who is Jesus Christ? He is the shield of faith that we stand behind in the battle. We walk around as Christians so puffed up and pious, the victory's already won, but what are we going to do? But the victory's already won, but man, I don't know. Do we believe the victory is won or don't we? It is not time that we cower behind anything. It's time that we stand up mighty for Jesus Christ. Pray in the Spirit, Ephesians 6:18. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert. Always keep on praying for all the saints. Remember what I said? I pray that you will pray for me. I pray that you will pray for others. I pray that even if you are the one knocking on the door, you're praying for someone else. I pray if you're that one that cannot knock on the door, that you are praying for each one that is knocking on the door. Even if you don't know who they are, God does. I pray that you will pray for those that are witnessing for Christ to give them strength and boldness. Pray in the Spirit and pray for others to stand strong. Ephesians 6:19-20. Pray also for me. This is Paul. That whenever I open my mouth, words may be given to me so that I fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. For which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. I ask you, pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given to me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. I pray for you that whenever you open your mouth, words may be given to you so that you will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. I pray that you declare it fearlessly. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said that we should speak without fear. How are you speaking? I don't care if we have freedom of speech or not. We have the freedom of the Word inside of us. At that time, we are to proclaim His gospel no matter what the government says that we can do or cannot do. The day we are living in has changed. It's time to place all of your cares in God's hands. It's time for you to understand that I will stand for the gospel. It's time for you to understand that there will come a time in some of this so-called hate speech that they are talking about, when we as a church will face losing our 501c3. Because when it becomes illegal for me to preach against sin, whether it be homosexuality, murder, adultery, or otherwise, you have hired me to proclaim the gospel. More than that, God has ordained me to proclaim the gospel. You can't tell the good news without them knowing the bad. They have to know what they're going to be saved from. If I go to a good person, gives money to lots of different organizations, helps feed the hungry around the world, is a member of every organization that there is in the town, and I say that I want to tell you about Jesus so you can be saved. Saved from what? I'm a good man. I'm a good person. I do all of this good stuff. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You, me, those who give a lot of money to good organizations have sinned. It's time to hold Jesus up so that all men and women may be drawn to Him. It's time to take your light out from underneath the bushel and proclaim God's Word.
Thank you for joining with us on our broadcast of His Gospel Power. I'm excited that you join with us and listen to us daily about the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is a listener-supported program, and I'm asking that you might prayerfully consider joining with us to spread the gospel around the world. You can do that in many ways. You can either go to Amazon.com and buy any one of my books. My latest one is God's Promise for Your Success, His Promised Grace. All the proceeds of those books go to this program of His Gospel Power. Also, you could go to HisGospelPower.org, HisGospelPower.org, and there is a donate section on that website. That is our website here for His Gospel Power. And just go and click on the donate button. If you would prefer to mail your gift, you can just send it to P.O. Box 1569. That's P.O. Box 1569. Rockdale, Texas, 76567. And all contributions that we receive are greatly appreciated. You would truly be a blessing to this ministry. I'm excited once again that you have joined with us. And until next time, I pray that you experience His gospel power today.
Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Just come. Make you